Imagine you're bowling a perfect game. The bowling alley is quiet around you. The neon lights are shining even brighter. Maybe you've got some sweat on your brow. But the thing is, imagine you've already bowled two perfect games that day. You're now trying something that only 21 people have ever accomplished. The 900 series. You're in the 10th frame now, and you've already hit a strike. Just two to go. Two down, one to go. Breathing is heavy, heartbeat rapid, hands are moist.
He's got it out. Come on, come on! Oh!
And you miss the 900 series by one single standing pin. That's the story of Bill Fong, a Dallas area man who nearly got a 900. He bowled 899 in 2010, but that night he became sick, and his doctor told him he had had a minor stroke as a result of the excitement earlier that day. And if he'd scored 900 and had stayed out to celebrate, he could have died. Bill Fong joins us now. So, Bill, do you see this as a real life brush with death?
Yes, it was pretty amazing. It's I feel like it's a miracle I survived, because I was telling myself that night, I just had the best bowling night of my life, and I couldn't believe, I was really sick that night afterwards, of course, and I just felt like the best bowling night of my life, and I felt like I almost died. I'm dealing with two extremes, and it was amazing that I survived.
Well, if it's been 2 years that you've had to absorb this, I mean, what do you think? I mean, you must have looked back, and are you thankful? You're saying, thank goodness I didn't get that last pin?
Yes, I think that, being alive is more important than shooting the 900. And, I mean, good and bad, well, the good could have been if I shot 900, it would have changed my life financially.
We may not have been talking to you if you had shot a 900, though, I mean.
Well, obviously. And then what happened the next year was I wound up having open heart surgery. That night I thought I had vertical, and the doctors, operated on me, open heart surgery. And they told me, really, that night, they said through scar tissue, that they said I actually had a stroke that night. And part of my instincts thought that, because that runs in my family, high blood pressure. And so...
Well, Bill Fong, I don't know you other than the last 3 minutes I've been talking to you, but I'm grateful. I'd rather have you than the 900 anyway.
I appreciate that.
Bill Fong still has a chance in his life to get that 900. I'm still rooting for you, Bill. I think you're going to make it.
Yeah, that's what all my friends said. At least you still have another chance. You're alive, you're here. It's all in my memory.
That's right. And someday, maybe in the record books, bowled an 899 in 2010. Thank goodness he didn't get that last pin. Bill Fong of the Dallas area bowler, thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.